It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect for today from 12 noon till 8 p.m. with heat index values of 95 to 100 degrees or more across the area. Hot and humid today, plenty of sun, mid-90s. Tonight, clear and muggy, low 70s. Tomorrow, clouds building with scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Once again, temperatures at least in the lower 90s. We'll get Dan Henry's forecast coming your way in just a few minutes here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. Joe Biden and Education Secretary Miguel Cardona will visit Connecticut today to examine summer learning programs that are helping children who fell behind during the pandemic catch up on reading, writing, and arithmetic before the new school year begins. The stop is part of a two-day tour that will also include Michigan and Georgia, which give the First Lady and Cardona a chance to highlight programs that are paid for by the President. Coronavirus Relief Program, the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, set aside $122 billion to help schools safely reopen and stay open during the pandemic and address students' academic and mental health needs. Well, the source of a loud blast that rattled Sheffield residents still remains a mystery. A number of residents on Monday afternoon reported hearing and feeling what they believed was an explosion. But a search by police and fire officials in the area found no evidence of a blast. No one had called in any reports of a fire, injuries, or damage. Sheffield Fire Chief said that calls came in about 3:45 on Monday. Firefighters from several departments and police headed towards the area. Quote, "It ended up being nothing," end quote. He went on to say the loud blast also did not appear to be a blown electrical transformer. Quoting here, "We couldn't find the source," end quote. A lifeline for those in crisis is now three digits away in Berkshire County, 988. The nation's suicide prevention and mental health hotlines change. Berkshire County medical health providers are adjusting to the shift. The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline launched Saturday, signaling a new option for people experiencing mental health crisis that would not require police or fire response. The lifeline, which is available via cell or text by entering 988, connects people with call centers where staff offer immediate help and connect those in distress with services in the area. The lifeline will effectively replace the National Suicide Hotline. The transition is meant to be easier to remember for users. The switch to the 988 number is expected to increase call volumes considerably. A press release from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration said that the number of callers and texters to the service is expected to at least double from the 2021 total of about 3.6 million after that transition to 988 Lifeline. Meetings going on in our area today. We'll start off with the town meetings that are happening in Sharon. The Conservation Commission scheduled to meet at 6:30 this evening in Salisbury. Economic Development Commission at 5:30, and the Salisbury Affordable Housing Subcommittee special meeting at 6 p.m. A reminder, in Cornwall, if you're a Cornwall resident and an artist, the Rose Algren Art Show artist deadline is today. If you are a Cornwall artist and you're over 18 and you'd like to submit, you have to do it by today. RoseAlgrenArtShow.org. In Kent, the American Rescue Plan Act Assessment Subcommittee regular meeting being held today at 4:30. Board of Finance regular meeting is tonight at 6 o'clock in Kent. Also a reminder, a couple of different music events going on today. In Sharon, of course, at Veterans Field at the Lions Pavilion. It is the Sharon Recreation Commission's Summer Music Series, which runs from 6 until 8. Absolutely no admission. That is free. And also going on today in Great Barrington, the Gazebo, they have their Wednesday concert series, which starts at 5:30. And just a reminder, tomorrow the music concert series continues with the Sunset Music Concert Series at the VFW in North Canaan from 6 till 9, and also in Kent at the Land Trust location with their concert series, both those tomorrow. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, featuring a regular menu and a tapas menu, also nightly dinner specials. You'll find them on the web, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,827.05, the NASDAQ at 11,713.15, and the S&P 500 at 3,936.69. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.